and here we are. 6 minutes after the hour of 11 o'clock in the morning Central Time. So glad you could join us. Dave Krieger with you here on the Power Hour. And, of course, we have Rebecca Terrell coming on the bottom of the hour. She's from the New American Magazine talking about the jab jinx. Oh, I can imagine what that's going to be about, right? Everybody knows what the jab is. I think you know what the jab is. Well, we'll find out more at the bottom of the hour. In the meantime, we've got the head-to-toe detox clay powder on sale this week at the Power Mall. You can buy it in 1 or 4 pound sizes. And we're doing our spring cleaning sale, and there's so many different items out there to mention. You can get 50% off, 30% off, 20% off on a lot of different things. Of course, we have a list right there for you, and they're already pre-marked. So you just got to take a look at them, and that includes our Power Silver 1 ounce Nano Silver, Tranquil, the Vitamir Children's Toothpaste, a Yellowstone book, The Aftermath by Martin St. James, as well as his other book, Gallicom 4, and the O2 Today face mask. That's a half off stuff. Then on top of that, we've got the 30% off on a bunch of different products from different sponsors, and then of course 20% off on the Health Point kits and Grown by Nature Zinc. And, of course, we Greg M. Hey, Greg M. Nice going. We have Greg M. and Deb M. I wonder if they're the same M. I don't know. That's inquiring minds want to know. Yeah, well, they're our newest Level 3 supporters. And the crowd went wild. Wonderful. We thank you so much. All you got to do is go to buymeacoffee.com/thepowerhour. Or when you log on to thepowerhour.com, this little Buy Me a Coffee banner will pop up. And it allows you to become a level 1, level 2, or level 3 supporters. And, of course, you get discounts when you buy from the Power Mall online. So if you got any questions about that, support at thepowerhour.com is where you go for emails for questions. In the meantime, those of you looking for an online doctor you can trust who's a COVID expert, I found one. I use him. He hooked me up with a pharmacy that'll dispense those off-label meds you're looking for. And you know which ones I'm talking about. Hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, all the stuff Fauci hates. Why does Fauci hate it? Because you take this stuff and it helps you get better. Fauci does not want you to get better. Fauci wants to kill you. I can almost say that with a surety, like the NIH and the CDC and everybody else. They don't care whether you live or die. And the reason I say it is because people are getting subsidized, especially hospitals. I call them death camps. You can call them what you want, but the thing is they're getting subsidized to put people on remdesivir, and Fauci's making money off of it. That's why he doesn't care. He doesn't give a rat's patootie about it, because he's getting money off it. He's tied to Gilead Sciences, folks. That man's making a puttload of money, and all of his stuff is being exposed. Adam Andrzejewski from Open the Books already came out with a report on his finances. And, of course, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., we still have some of his books in stock at thepowermall.com, the real Anthony Fauci. But mygotodoc.com is where you can go to keep meds on hand in the medicine cabinets. If you feel something coming on, you're already set. You're not running around chasing doctors and chasing drug houses and getting ripped off because he hooks you up with the low-cost, off-label meds that won't charge you that arm and a leg to get them in your medicine cabinet. And even those who are low-risk patients can benefit from the off-label meds because they prevent long COVID. There is such a thing. It can be debilitating. Brain fog is only one aspect of this. We're talking about all the potential adverse events, which there are some 30-odd of them out there. In fact, there's a recent large-scale study from the VA of 150,000 veterans showing an increased risk of heart attack and stroke even 1 year later. Up to 72% more likely than people who were not infected at all. So here's the thing. When you get COVID, you need the medicine cabinet stocked up. That's why Dr. Syed Haider, who's been on the show twice, set up mygotodoc.com. We, the Power Hour, are endorsing it. He's a COVID expert. He's treated over 50,000 people. No deaths. That's pretty good odds, folks. Unlike other sites where they maybe gouge you for things, you can register for free here. I did this. You can ask lots and lots of questions ad infinitum on nauseum. I did this, and I got connected with an independent pharmacy that got me 18 milligram ivermectin, and I've already had supplies of 12, which I'm taking twice a week as a preventative. MyGoToDoc.com is your go-to source for COVID-19. They got a number to call if you want to talk to someone. It's 281-219-7367. But the easiest way to get a hold of Dr. Syed Haider is go to MyGoToDoc.com. That's where it's at. Preparedness is where it's at. Always, always. We had, as a matter of fact, Marjorie Wildcraft on yesterday for a full hour. Many of you were asking lots and lots of questions, and guess what? We have a link, multiple links set up for all of you who are getting the email blast in your inbox. You are going to love this. Under gardening, farming, and homesteading, 18 fastest-growing vegetables, indoor garden containers, fastest-growing vegetables, indoor, outdoor, 5 tips for a quicker harvest. There are like 23 different links that we're putting there to show you how fast you can grow vegetables quickly. And, of course, we have the powerhourfood.com for the webinar, how to grow lots of food in a grid-down situation, even if you have no experience, you're older, you don't have a green thumb, you don't think you can do it, you're not moving fast, and you're out of shape. Guess what? I don't care if you are. This stuff, anybody can do. So we're giving you all of those tips, the links to get to them, to teach you how. Even if you don't think you have a green thumb, you would be surprised at what sprouting can do. I know lots of you are out there doing it now. God love you. You know, you're the ones out there, the preppers that are being prepared, despite what people call you. And you know, they used to call preppers all sorts of stuff. Well, it's not a laughing matter anymore since Uncle Joe in the White House decided, you know, the one that's moving kind of slow at the junction with the mental acuity of a two-year-old. Yeah, he's the one, that guy that said that, oh, yes, we're going to have a food shortage. You know, when he comes out, whether it's on script or off script, doesn't matter. He doesn't have a script. He has caused a lot of this stuff with, you know, cutting off our supplies of oil. It has a ripple effect, and it's gone all over the world. Ukrainian officials, by the way, speaking of world, called on the UN to push Russian forces away from the Chernobyl nuclear site to prevent a catastrophe coming more than a month after the start of the invasion. And here's the thing. You wonder why, and this is something that you can read on your email blast that comes in your inbox. Russian military said after capturing the plant that radiation was within normal levels and their actions prevented possible nuclear provocations by Ukrainian nationalists. Russia has previously denied that its forces have put nuclear facilities inside Ukraine at risk. Well, I got a question. Let's look at the common sense aspect of this whole thing and try to cipher through the propaganda. You got one side calling on the UN, which is a worthless piece of garbage, in my opinion, should be kicked out of New York. A lot of you probably think that way, along with everybody that brought them in here in the first place. We don't need their New World Order here and them sending out troops in powder blue helmets across our countryside. We just don't need them. Just remember, you can aim for the powder blue helmet, but the bullet might not stick. But here's the way it is. One side says one thing. One side says another thing. One side hints at nuclear. The other side says, hey, let's stop all this. One's got a power plant. It runs on nuclear. One says, okay, we got a nuclear situation that could possibly happen because Russia has it. Now they're calling on the UN, which could provoke Russia to do something crazy. Could be a limited nuclear strike. Kiev could be turned into a nuclear parking lot. And we're talking about Kiev in Ukraine, right? So in doing this ramping up of assisting Ukraine, a Pentagon official is announcing the U.S. is sending 100 Switchblade drones into Ukraine as it fights Russia's invasion. This is Pentagon quoting this. Switchblade 300 is a rapidly deployable system that can be used against targets within over 6 miles while being difficult to detect or track. The Switchblade 600 is a larger system with a range of just below 25 miles. So they're going to be outfitting that. That's all part of $800 million in military assistance announced by Biden, and guess what? That's $800 million of your tax dollars going over there so we can stick our nose into somebody else's business. Don't you just love it? Yeah. You can answer that question in November, okay? Afghanistan is now become the target of the World Bank, which has frozen projects over the girls' school ban. Yeah, the Taliban has done it again. They basically said schools would only reopen after a decision over uniforms for female students have been made in accordance with Sharia law and Afghan tradition. So the World Bank says, you know what? Nuts to that. We're going to just freeze all your projects. No more money for you. You really think the Taliban are worried about that? I don't think so. And again, the World Bank, that's all part of the big thing, the bigger picture. The World Bank's trying to get unilateral control over everyone's finances. And you wonder, and I talked to you about this earlier on the show, about people going out and buying potassium iodine, potassium iodate, and why people are rushing for iodine amid nuclear concerns, and where's it all coming from? Who's buying out the stockpiles? The Europeans. They're the ones. And see, if there's no stockpile available to us in the United States, I say us as in U.S., if we don't have access to that stuff, we risk, in the event of a serious nuclear accident, getting radiation poisoning. Folks, it's no fun. If you've ever looked up radiation poisoning, Nagasaki or Hiroshima, and you looked at what happened to those people, it's not a pretty picture. And not only that, but Nuke Protect from North American Urban Spice has been out of stock for the last week or so because of this. Guess what? We have a shipment coming. It's due to be delivered Monday, April 4th. Put that on your roster of things to do to order Nuke Protect. You want to replace the bad nuclear radiated iodine, that radioactive stuff that comes out of the nuclear fallout. You want to replace that with a good iodine. Then that's how you do it, is you start taking these supplements of iodine on a regular basis, and it keeps the radioactive stuff from getting in your system and causing problems like thyroid cancer. You don't need that. So, you know, this is all because of the fact that Russia said nuke. You know, they're going to call him the nuke of Earl. And when that happens, everybody panics, and Europeans are stockpiling it. They know that nuclear accident is possible. How do they know that? Because Chernobyl has happened once already. And Afghans are facing a food shortage ahead of Ramadan. This is part of an economic collapse that is to come there. They have undergone a dramatic transformation since the Taliban took over. And of course, the U.S. had a whole hand in that. Every time they pull out of somewhere, whether it's Iraq, Afghanistan, doesn't matter. Vietnam, boom. We have a political vacuum because they don't know what to do. We are totally clueless when it comes to stuff like this. They pull out all the troops. We should have left Bagram Air Base intact. We did not. Well, guess who has it now? China. The people in Washington are nincompoops, and if you trust them, I'm sorry. I don't trust them. You should not. Those of you in Finland should be interested to know that a court has affirmed the free speech rights for Christians, dismissing a case against a member of Finland's parliament and a local bishop in which prosecutors claimed expressing basic Christian beliefs was hate speech. Ugh! The ruling by a Helsinki district court was unanimous, concluding it's not for the district court to interpret biblical concepts. Bully for them. You see, God won that one. Klaus Schwab is, in the meantime, telling global leaders to collaborate for world governance. Somebody needs to go find that man and give him the, what was that treatment they gave Mussolini and his mistress? That kind of treatment. We don't need these people on this world, folks. I would imagine that all of these world leaders have extended security because they know that they're targets. All they got to do is open their mouth. He started the World Economic Forum, and they have an agenda. They want to take over the world. They are the replacement for Kissinger. He wants to be master of the world. You know, not a good thing. Not a good thing. So, you know, we have all sorts of issues with this World Economic Forum and the way they behave, trying to do this great reset. And people who say, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, understand something. This was a term that was promulgated by the CIA in the late 60s because they didn't want to have to explain themselves and be transparent. So what they do basically is turn around and point a finger at the other side who's accusing them of stuff that they suspect is going on and say, ah, that's a pipe dream. That's a conspiracy. So you're a conspiracy theorist, and that's where that comes from. It's a slang term basically used to keep them from having to explain themselves. Yet they turn around, on the other hand, and expose themselves on YouTube and other places. And, of course, YouTube, being woke like it is letting them do it. And they're right in your face with this stuff. And one of the things we're going to be talking to Rebecca about at the bottom of the hour is all the stuff going on with Hunter. CNN is finally admitting that Hunter's laptop is authentic. And it comes 532 days after initial reporting. Really? You mean the laptop from hell is 532 days old and now they're finally breaking the story? Wow. You see, this is what the left-wing media is guilty of, folks. We know this. Matt Gaetz, as a matter of fact, you know, he is the Republican rep from Florida. He briefly brought the House Judiciary Committee to a standstill a couple of days ago before Chairman Jerry Nadler relented and allowed the laptop data to become congressional record, archiving the business deals, pornographic images, and illicit data said to be on the infamous hard drive of Hunter Biden. So you can read about that because it's quite a lengthy article. Senators, of course, now have also come forward. We're talking about Grassley and Johnson from Iowa and Wisconsin, respectively. They've come forward with bank records showing payments to Hunter Biden from China. You see what I mean by China owning the Biden family? It all came through Hunter, and Daddy Joe, Uncle Joe, got a little bit of that money. He's not worried whether he reads the teleprompter right or not. He doesn't care. He's a little slow in the brain. He doesn't care. He's got money. And Clinton campaign, the DNC, are agreeing to pay fines for payments of the Steele dossier. You know, it's really funny how they're going to have to pay money out because they likely violated federal law by not accurately describing payments made to a law firm that funneled the money to ex-British spy Christopher Steele, according to Federal Election Commission officials. Got to wonder about that. Probable violations concern the $1 million payment the law firm from Perkins Coie retained by the parties to provide legal services ahead of the 2016 election made in 2016 to the company Fusion GPS. The Clinton campaign paid $175,000 to Perkins Coie in mid-2016 for what it described in disclosure reports as legal services. The DNC paid $849,407 to that law firm at roughly the same time for what it described as legal and compliance consulting. Yeah, now we really know where that went to, okay? A judge, by the way, a federal judge, Reed O'Connor. Sometimes he's one of my heroes, except when it comes to MERS. But he has ruled that the U.S. military's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for the Navy is wrong. It's been blocked for all Navy members seeking religious exemption. So if you don't want to take the jab and you're in the Navy, this 27-page order issued by Judge O'Connor says you file a religious exemption and they can't make you take that jab. This billionaire tax Uncle Joe wants to put in, Senator Joe Manchin from West Virginia, who's a Democrat, said he doesn't support it, saying that plan would tax assets of billionaires that they don't have. And speaking of which, the latest breaking news out is saying the billionaire tax may sound good to many voters, but it's fraught with vagaries that could redefine and expand the nation's tax code. Are you really willing to risk that? I'd be calling your congressmen and senators right now, telling them vote no on that puppy. And in the meantime, you wonder about the left-wing woke media. ABC legal analyst Sonny Hostin said yesterday on The View, of course, why we need to expect it would come out there, bunch of Looney Tunes, said that Biden should govern via executive order because he can't build consensus with insurrectionists and crazy people. You see, this is the sort of thing that is going to get the Democrats in trouble. And what does Whoopi do? In a recent New York Magazine interview, and Congressman AOC. They're warning Democrats they could be in trouble going into the midterms. Oh, they're already in trouble. What are you talking about? 30 of them have already dropped out. And, you know, Whoopi seems to think, and so does AOC, that they're still in the game, but the president and moderate Democrats need to stop thinking they can return to an era where a backroom deal with the GOP could be reached, because that kind of thinking is what killed the Build Back Better bill. Wow. And everybody has to, you know, put their 2 cents in. Just remember, folks, these are talking heads. All you got to do is just call your congressman and saying, look, you need to fight this guy in the White House. Congress is bigger than one guy that's Looney Tunes in the White House with his sidekick giggles. And by the way, Susan Collins is now in the class of the Rhino Loonies. She's going to vote to confirm Biden's Supreme Court nominee, Ketanji Brown Jackson. Collins needs to be ousted from the Senate when it's her turn to run for election. Maybe she'll retire and not run again. But in the meantime, she's doing damage to this country. A Wisconsin judge has ordered, this is Robin Voss, Speaker Robin Voss, to turn over emails that he kept on the 2020 election investigation. Apparently, the judge on Wednesday ordered that Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss be held in contempt for failing to produce emails and text messages related to the investigation he ordered into the 2020 presidential election. And when you don't want to turn those things over and you're held in contempt, guess what? They send the gendarme out for you to lock you up. Former VP Mike Pence has announced his three-pillared freedom agenda for conservative leaders ahead of the midterms. And you can read about that, of course, in the email blast. Bruce Willis has aphasia. He's not going to be doing much acting here. He's 67 years old. He has this condition that impacts an individual's ability to understand or express speech. So he's not going to be there much longer. Sopranos actor Paul Harmon died on his 76th birthday, by the way, for those of you who need to know. We're going to be joined by Rebecca Tara in the bottom of the hour after this break. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. When talking of great immune support, a line of products comes to my mind. That's North American Urban Spice. We carry the Rest Vital Calf, Sinew Orega, Oreganol Juice, Purely C, Chaga Max, Collagen Power Plus, Orega Rest, Super Strength Oregano Oil, Black Seed, and many more. Support small businesses when you buy from the good guys. Go to thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with Olive Oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that Olive Oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Here we are, Thursday, March 30th, 2022. March 31st, actually. It's the end of the month as we know it. I was trying to trip on April Fool's Day already ahead of time, folks. So, yeah, it's the 31st of March. April Fool's Day is not until Friday. So, yeah, April Fool. All right. So here we are on the Power Hour, and we have a wonderful guest with us, been on the show. She's from the New American, and she's one of the contributors there. The newamerican.com is the website, thenewamerican.com. And she's been a contributor since 2009 and writes on science and energy topics. She is a licensed nurse in Tennessee and holds a master's degree in marketing. That is an odd combination, Rebecca. Welcome to the show.
It is. I'm a little bit eclectic, aren't I?
Yes, you are. I mean, I like diversity. I mean, as far as, you know, you have different ways that you can make money, which is, that's what I'm talking about, diversity, not the other kind of diversity. we like
right.
that. All right. So the whole thing is you have this article out now called The Jab Jinx. And I'm going to let you run with that because, you know, frankly, everything has been so crazy around here. I'm going to be the first to admit that I have not read the entirety of that article. So if you want to expound on that, that would be great.
Well, there is so much information in it, and we can go over most of that in this program, I think. But what I think that the point needs to be made right now is that COVID-19 has kind of gone underground. We don't hear a lot of it right now in the major media, and yet – they're still pushing this agenda to get a needle in every arm. And we know that because just earlier this week, the CDC came out and the FDA approved an additional booster now for individuals over 50, a third booster for immunocompromised individuals. We know, God bless the people at Project Veritas for their undercover reporting. They released video in February of an FDA executive admitting that the Biden administration intends to mandate annual COVID vaccines. And we actually have the evidence out of Fauci's own mouth earlier this week or late last week to Fox News. He told them that it's very likely that this could happen, that the COVID vaccine will be required every year, just like the flu vaccine is. Now, he said required. Flu vaccines aren't required. But he also said something about this is nothing new, that we've had schools across the country for decades have required vaccines for a number of diseases. So he's like, this is nothing new. And that's the way they're pushing. We've gotten acclimated to this idea of this nanny state, and we're dependent on the nanny state. We have sacrificed our own medical autonomy, which should be the most sacred part of us. That's what we're allowing other people to dictate what goes in our bodies. And it's insane to think that we have sacrifice that on the altar of this, quote, public good. When, how can we have any public good if private liberty does not exist?
Yeah, that's a sad state of affairs. And the thing is, with this nanny state and where they're going with this thing, I think they're really trying to push this to make it a permanent thing that kids have to have the COVID jab before they go into school as part of the vaccine regimen so that they're not held liable for the junk that's in it. While they try to transhumanize us, I mean, that's where this is going, isn't it?
It is. It is part of the Great Reset, and that's not speculation on our part. Klaus Schwab has admitted it. Isn't it interesting that his book called The Great Reset was published, what, 4 months after the World Health Organization declared the pandemic, and only a few months after this novel coronavirus supposedly appeared on the scene? That's really quick writing, if you ask me, but it is. He said COVID, he views the COVID quote, pandemic as an opportunity to impose this great, great reset on the world, which is digital control of people, tracking and control. And it's ushering in what he calls the fourth industrial revolution, which will bring about this transhumanism. It all sounds like science fiction, but if you go back and look at the meetings that they've had, you realize they're really serious about this. They had a 2018 meeting at the Vatican in Rome. It was called The Morality of Immortality. The fact that the Vatican is having something like that with this implicit denial of the existence of God should be very troubling to all of us. They left that meeting with a goal, stated goal, of extending human life by 75 years. Now, this doesn't mean all human life. This means their own lives, because once all of this artificial intelligence replaces the rest of us beyond, there's not room for us anymore. And they left that meeting, that same morality of immortality meeting, with a long-term goal of indefinite life extension. It's insane. But it's real. These people.
It is. Yeah, that's a sad state of affairs, Rebecca.
Right, and we need to look at what is happening in the vaccine adverse event reporting system, which is run by CDC and FDA. More than 26,000 deaths recorded to date, and the Health and Human Services Department admits that's only like 1% of the actual deaths, because this is a voluntary reporting system. We're pushing 1.2 million adverse reactions. Now, in March, The Lancet published a CDC study analyzing the first 6 months of data, and they're like, oh, there's nothing to see here. 92% of the adverse reactions were not severe. Well, an 8% severe event ratio is extremely high, and it's even higher because what they did was they lied with statistics. As you know, it's very easy to do. America's Sure. frontline doctors analyzed all those statistics, and they gave the example that, for instance, if 100 people received three doses, the first two and then the booster, and all 100 of those people died, the death rate was set at 33%. They didn't count the 100 people. They counted the doses.
Wow.
So that's why, these statistics that they are putting out in the media to downplay the severity of the jab are very deceptive. And we've got to be aware of this. We've got to stop with this nanny state. We've got to cut these strings and realize we have the power right now. Our Constitution in Article 6 authorizes nullification, which means that even your local sheriff can protect you from any federal government overreach. That is because the Constitution is the supreme law of the land. Any law or rule that comes out of any government organization that violates the Constitution is immediately null and void. And we have that protection. Now, they're going after our Constitution right now. I don't know if you've noticed all of these different states. They're trying to get the states to call for a constitutional convention so they can rewrite our Constitution. It's an old document. It's outdated. It doesn't apply to us anymore. That's not true, because these are principles upon which our nation is founded. You know, they say there was an economist who said something about the Great Reset being an antidote to democracy. It was the economist Peter Koenig from the Center for Research and Globalization. That's not true. The Great Reset is the ultimate result of democracy. You got to remember, Jesus was crucified because of a democratic vote toward that end. So democracy is not our solution. Our solution is our constitutional republic, which protects us against that vote of the majority when the majority doesn't know what it's doing.
Correct. And to see, there's the thing. 844-769-2944 is the number to chime in on. I know this stuff is running through your brain, folks. We've had several listeners, Rebecca, by the way, call up and basically give their estimations of the fact that this convention of states things could open up a Pandora's box. And we could end up rewriting stuff in the Constitution we don't need to rewrite.
Right. Actually, I think it was Teddy Kennedy wrote, I think that they already have the new Constitution written. And I think he was involved in it, if memory serves me correctly. Now I'm going back in time here. But, yeah, sure. they've had this as a goal for decades. I remember my parents were very involved. When I was young, my parents were very involved in all of this type of thing, and it was going on back then, too. I won't tell you how old I am, but.
That's all right.
Well,
here's the thing. Yeah, here's the thing, though. When you're talking about convention of states, right now they only have 19 states. They're over halfway to goal. And everybody else is pushing back. I don't know, you know, what they think they could do. Like I said, a lot of our listeners are calling and telling us that they're dead set against this because when you open that box and you allow the multitudes to come in and start messing with their agenda, they're going to screw it up. It never fails. If you want the government, if you want something fixed, call the government in. And I'm being sarcastic here.
Right. Oh, you're exactly right. If you want something broken, call them in, right? That is so true. But I'll tell you what, the key to getting to our lawmakers is to find out who their major backers are, find out who's funding them, and go to those people, educate them on these issues, and you will see the lawmakers start to wake up and pay attention. That's who.
No doubt. So the Jab Jinx article, though, that's, you know, an extremely lengthy article that you could find on the newamerican.com. And so there's some other things that you have been working on here, and that's the Hunter Biden laptop stuff that's been going on.
Right, and you know it's authentic now.
After 532 days? Yeah, just because CNN said so.
Right, and the New York Times
just like, really? Oh, my God. Oh, an epiphany. Oh, yeah. I'm being very sarcastic about this left-wing bunch of boobs out there because that's what they are. You know, they're taking their cues from the CIA and everybody else. And, of course, now they're going to call me up and tell me I'm a conspiracy theorist, just like the that term that was bandied about by the CIA back in the late 60s. So, you know, when we're dealing with stuff like this, I have always maintained that the Biden administration is owned predominantly by the Chinese and then Russia and then Ukraine, which is why we're sticking our nose in Ukraine, is because they paid Hunter Biden a bunch of money that Daddy Joe got a part of.
And isn't it interesting that everything they accuse Trump of, all the Russian collusion, they're actually guilty of. And they're at the same time, they're now pointing to, all of this is Russian propaganda about the Hunter Biden laptop. All of this is Russian propaganda. They're taking advantage of it. And, you know, and I'm not siding with Russia. I don't mean to say that. I think it's all a big game. There's a line from the Shakespeare play, Henry IV, where the king is dying. He's advising his son, who's about to become king, upon his death. He says, "Be it thy course to busy giddy minds with foreign quarrels." And I believe that that's exactly what's going on with Ukraine right now, because you're not hearing anything about COVID. It's just become a non-issue. And at the same time, we know that they're still going to be pushing this through. And they have defined these vaccines as a bridge into transhumanism. The World Economic Forum has identified genetic mRNA vaccines as a first step toward an inevitable transhuman society. So we really, really, we have to be our own. We've got to turn that TV off. They're lying to us. I live in the People's Republic of Memphis. I call it that because there are still many, many, many people around here who are wearing masks, even though there's no mandate.
Oh, no.
Go in the grocery stores. I drive down the street. I see people driving alone in the car with a mask on.
Oh, you know, we have a term for that, Rebecca. They're called COVIDians.
And
see, and if they have an accident, it's not just an accident because they got hypoxia driving in an enclosed space wearing a mask. It's called a COVAccident.
Oh, there you go. That's a great term. That's wonderful. But, you know, another thing we need to wake up to is they're publishing all of the inside planners, the deep state operatives, have been carrying on dress rehearsals of this COVID pandemic that we've just been through. They had one called Event 201 in late 2019 at the World Economic Forum or at the Bloomberg School of Public Health. They had one in 2018, also sponsored by the World Economic Forum. That was an exercise at Johns Hopkins. It was called Clade X. They had another one at Johns Hopkins the year before that. That was called the SPARS pandemic, which is so close to the SARS pandemic that we have right now. And it was a coronavirus spread from Asia in infected Americans. The World Health Organization massively inflated the fatality rate. This was all part of the dress rehearsal. They pushed through experimental vaccines, and guess what? There were lots and lots of deaths from those experimental vaccines. This was, in 2017, a dress rehearsal for what's going on now. So they're publishing all of this stuff in plain sight. So you mentioned conspiracy a little while ago. Well, it's not a conspiracy if it's out in plain sight, but nobody's looking at it. And that's our problem. We've fallen asleep. We've just become sheep. We've got to wake up.
For sure. Well, this thing you mentioned earlier about the VAERS system only reporting 1%. If you're saying they've got 26,000 deaths reported, and that number is actually, you know, 99 times greater, you're looking at over 2.7 million people who have died of this disease, or the jab.
Absolutely, and the World Health Organization also runs its own database called VigiAccess I think it's more of a, you know, a synopsis of what all countries are reporting, but it's got 3.5 million adverse reactions right now, and most of those adverse reactions are in the 18 to 64 year age group. 70% of them are in that age group where COVID affects the elderly. So the jab is affecting this cohort that has a 99% survival rate, and it's especially targeting young males, young adolescent males. That's the age group where we're seeing a lot of these heart issues. We're seeing 10-year-olds with heart attacks. That doesn't happen. It's happening now. We have insurance actuaries who are reporting that in 2021, we had a 40% increase over expected all-cause mortality. And this has nothing to do, most of this is not related to COVID. There was an actuary who spoke at the Indiana Chamber of Commerce meeting recently who said that a 1 in 200-year catastrophe would be 10% increase over pre-pandemic. This is 40%, and he called it unheard of. And he can't explain it. Well, can we explain it through the vaccines? Because 2021 and corresponds with when the vaccines came out. It doesn't take rocket scientist to figure this out.
Right. Well, see, and the thing is, too, even with that extrapolated figure we were talking about earlier, you're only talking about 0.5% of the population of the United States that's been killed by this. That is not, if they're trying to achieve a kill rate, then those who have been vaccinated, which right now is somewhere around 225 million, those who have been vaccinated that might have that kill switch in their system, and we use that term loosely because a lot of people are saying it's tied to 5G. We've seen video of a Vietnamese woman in a nail salon. I don't know if you caught that one, where all of a sudden her phone flashed and she started having convulsions and, you know, basically fell out of her chair on the floor and died. So, you know, we're totally not sure whether or not they're ready to implement this kill switch. But if you've got 220 million people carrying this nanotechnology in their system, then and you're looking at 5G as a means of activating that vis-a-vis their cell phone. Because they've got everybody programmed to carry a me phone. Because it's all about me. Me, me, me. It's all the way. It's a me-first society. So instead of an iPhone, we should have been calling it a me phone. So they're going to use the me phone to activate this garbage.
You're right. And, I mean, what you're talking about, again, somebody could say, oh, that sounds like science fiction. Well, so does everything that we've just been talking about. Who would have thought, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, who would have thought that anything like this could possibly happen? But, you know, I just think that I go back to the nanny state thing. We really have been hypnotized. And in the same issue where my article appears about the jab jinx, Dr. Robert Malone actually wrote our cover story about mass psychosis and how that is what explains what has gone on. We have been hypnotized into believing the lies that are coming out. Everything so far has been lies. Everything from masks to lockdowns to the vaccines. Everything so far has proven to be the opposite of what they've said, and yet people are still falling for it. So I just think it's great that we have, you know, magazines like mine and shows like yours to get this word out.
Well, for sure. And then, of course, you know, we interject little ideas here into the thing, too, because one of the things about Malone, they all gave him all kudos and accolades because he's one of the creators of the mRNA. You know, excuse me. All right. He created something that they took and expanded on, and now they contaminated all of us with it. You know, it's like, Malone, you opened the door. And you gave them the technology to take and expand on this stuff. You've killed us.
Well, and, you know, I've heard that criticism of him, too, but you have to remember that that same, he developed that back in the 80s, and they actually have used that technology for wonderful advances in correcting birth defects. For instance,
right.
I did a story about a girl who was born blind. It was a birth defect, and they were able to use this technology and go in and modify her genes to train them how to see. And now she is a normal, she's a young adult now, and she enjoys near perfect vision. It's not absolutely perfect, but how many of us have perfect vision? And
sure.
So that this technology, it's like anything. It's like fire. It's like guns. They can be used for good or they can be used for evil. And what we have to do is rein in that evil, and we still have it in the Constitution. We have the ability to stop these people from imposing all of this fourth industrial revolution and the Great Reset on us. We just have
right.
to wake up and do it. We can't go home at night and sit in the chair and watch the sitcoms and just do nothing and wait for somebody else to take care of it.
No doubt. And that's, you know, part and parcel of why we had you on, of course. And this, the whole thing, and like I said, I understand why Malone created it, because it is a scientific advancement and it can be used for good. But obviously, when you sit there and you look at Moderna TX's patents, which I know you have, and you see figure four on the front of that patent, figure four shows a needle going below the skin and expanding out what looks like a small grid. And you're like, oh, there's the nanotechnology they've been talking about. And it's right there in your face. It's patented by Moderna. And, you know,
right.
other technologies are probably using the same thing. Well, if they're putting this sort of a web-like mesh in your arm, there must be a reason why that mesh is there and what it's tied to inside your system as part of this transhumanism. They want to turn us into robots. Now, how else would they do it other than using 5G? I don't see any other way around this, and we're not going to know the extent of how much they have reduced our population, giving the jab to these kids who are not going to be able to procreate. We won't know that for 10 years. I mean, there's at least
That's
been,
right.
you know, Paul Thomas and half a dozen other people that we talked to have all said the same thing. We won't know for 10 years until they all of a sudden find out they can't procreate. Well, let's look back at what exactly happened here. Did you get the jab way back when? Well, yeah, I did. My mommy made me get it. Well, guess what? Your mommy's
right.
not going to have any grandkids now.
Right. Exactly. And look at what they've already done to our military. Lieutenant Colonel Dr. Teresa Long, who is an aerospace medicine specialist, has recommended grounding all Army pilots who already have received the jab. She's called it a greater threat. The vaccine is a greater threat to our military readiness than the virus. And she recorded, she remembers attending an Army medical symposium where an official, one of her superiors, told her to get every soldier she could to take the vaccine so they could get enough data points to determine if the vaccine is safe. They've been using our military as guinea pigs to test the safety and efficacy of this vaccine.
And this is
and
why we have
that.
The airline pilots doing it now, too. They're also protesting the same thing, and I posited
right.
the same stuff. You know, the media is hiding the fact that when these pilots get the jab, they put the entire flight crew and all the passengers on board that American airliner or whatever airliner they're on at risk.
That's right. That's right. And what about our nation's blood supply? I wouldn't want to have emergency surgery right now, because you don't even have to get the vaccine to potentially get what's in it out of our blood supply. So it's important, too, for people, you know, if you know you're going to be having surgery, donate your own blood or find a family member whose blood type matches yours and who has not been vaccinated, who can donate for you. So, you know, there are a lot of implications for this. There's huge implications. So and we don't know. And who do you trust? You can't trust anybody out of the bureaucracy. We know they've lied. I'm not going to trust them anymore.
I haven't in the past, from the past. You know, everything that they've done ever since Ruby Ridge and Waco, I haven't trusted them.
Right.
So, I mean, I could go back further than that. All the things that they did to us in Korea, sitting there telling all of our American diplomats would be sitting there telling the UN all of our military moves, and the UN turns around and tells China all our military moves, and then China tells North Korea, and we get beat up. So, I mean, this is the kind of garbage, you know, and then, of course, they did it to us in Nam, too. So it's just it's one of these things where you're going in and you're sending units in, and I have a feeling this Ukraine thing is just another weapon of mass distraction to keep us all off guard. One final note before we go, Rebecca. What do you know about the hemorrhagic fever stuff they're now talking about?
I know. I've been reading about all of the different bioweapons, which is what actually it was in the Bulletin of the Atomic Scientists the other day, I think it was a week or so ago, where they quoted an official from the Department of Defense, a former official, who said that they probably have lots of bioweapons from the old Soviet Union days over there in those Ukrainian/U.S. biolabs. And you have to wonder, in of all the places in the world, why Ukraine? Why are we funding? We have this documentation. We know that our Department of Defense is funding these Ukrainian biolabs. So that raises
that's one of those things.
Another show.
Another story for another day. That's right. It is another show. We'll get to that. Rebecca, thanks so much for being on the show with us here. We're out of time on this segment. TheNewAmerican.com, Rebecca Terrell, the author of The Jab Jinx. Thank you so much for being on the show and taking time to be with us. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. We're going to be back with news and open lines. Your phone calls after this break. Stay with us.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.